Hello PDC, my name's Chris Hay, and today I'm going to show off my Silverlight 2 Spectrum emulator. So, it's a very cool emulator, it runs in Silverlight 2, and we've got classic stuff. So we can go to Manic Miner, and it will bring up and play, and we can do some cool things. We can slow down the speed, we can make it faster. So let's just speed this up a little bit. And as you can see, I'm going to whiz through the game now. And I can do jump. It's a proper Spectrum emulator. I've got full keyboard handling, so I can make Miner Whirly jump up and down. I can move everything around. I can slow the speed down, so I can go back to normal speed. Yep, folks, this is how the game really ran back in Spectrum days. I can make it even slower. I can make it crawl. Or bring it fast back up. I can actually poke, give myself infinite lives if I want. I can change the game. I can bring it to Jet Set Willy. And again, Jet Set Willy's running as well. Not only can I bring up preloaded games, I can actually, using the open file dialog of Silverlight 2, I can bring up one of my games I might have in my hard disk. So I've got Dizzy here. And again, full keyboard interaction. And off we go. Proper game. And it's not just a game. I can program in BASIC, so I can type in something like hello PDC 20, go to 10, and there we go. It's one of the original code completion features, well before Visual Studio, back in 1980, whatever. You could do this in and hello PDC, BASIC programming or Spectrum emulator within Silverlight. Very cool stuff. Just to kind of explain how it runs. So, what we've got, this is the my project here. And really all I'm doing is I've got an image here within a canvas. And within that, within the XAML file, I've got a game loop using the new composition target rendering. And all I'm doing is executing my Spectrum emulator and rendering the bytes from a screen buffer, converting it to PNG using Joe Stegman's PNG encoder, and sticking the results in the image. And I'm running that before the frames are rendered. And that's really all I'm doing there. I've got some code in there for keyboard handling. But the core Spectrum emulator, I'm afraid to say, I took off of Codeplex. There was a guy who did a Spectrum emulator for the XNA framework. I did some work to make it work with Silverlight 2. It didn't work straight away, so I had to make some changes, get it running. But in the basics, I took these various parts of technology and stuck them together to get them running. And we ended up with the Silverlight Spectrum emulator. So, I've been Chris Hay. I hope you've enjoyed this. And you can download the source fully so you can do what you want with it from my blog, which is silverlightuk.blogspot.com. Or, alternatively, you can just have some fun and play some games. Thanks very much.